USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Absolute chaos in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands of people holding the Puerto Rican flag continue to protest in the streets. They want Democratic Governor Ricardo Rosello to resign. They do not think he's doing a good job. Rosello says he won't be running again in 2020, but he's refusing to step down. President Trump weighing in on the situation.
Incompetent, totally, grossly incompetent leadership at the top of Puerto Rico.
In other news, the president takes to Twitter to announce a 2-year budget and debt ceiling deal reached with Democrats. He tweets, "This was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets," explanation point. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Credit reporting firm Equifax reaching the largest settlement in history with the Federal Trade Commission following that massive breach back in 2017. The company will pay up to $700 million to settle lawsuits, private information pertaining to 150 million people released.
Credit reporting company Equifax will pay as much as $650 million to settle state and federal investigations into the enormous data breach in 2017. The CEO, Mark Begg, or explains what the settlement means to the company.
This comprehensive settlement was a priority of ours and is quite unprecedented to bring so many groups together. And the second priority of ours and the regulators was a single consumer fund. And it was really a focus on, you know, doing the right thing for consumers.
The breach is believed to have compromised over 143 million Americans' personal information, including Social Security numbers. They still don't know who carried it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
And since then, Secretary Esper has continued to impress. He continued to earn the praise of experts and colleagues from every corner of the national security landscape.
The Senate expected to vote on Defense Secretary nominee Mark Esper's nomination. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor.
The world is full of serious threats to America, to our allies, and to our interests. Not least among them, obviously, is Iran's insistence on continuing to ratchet up tensions in the Middle East. Having a Senate-confirmed Secretary of Defense, especially one of this quality, could not come a moment too soon. So it's no wonder that this body confirmed him to that post by an overwhelming bipartisan margin.
President Trump meets with the Prime Minister of Pakistan at the White House. One topic discussed, the war in neighboring Afghanistan. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The war in Afghanistan has been going on for 18 years, but President Trump tells reporters on Monday you could win it pretty easily.
I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
The president speaking from the Oval Office on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 18 points to close at 27,171. The NASDAQ gaining 57 points. The S&P 500 up 8 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.